What up, K-State Nation? Game day weekend. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Postcast volleyball. Real quick, I'm recording this on Friday. Happy Friday, folks. K-State Nation, September 13th, 2024. My, oh my, we're already almost in the middle of September. How has time flied? I have no clue, but for those of you who have been following us, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that's golf, football, going down tonight as I'm recording this on Friday morning, game day for Kansas State football tonight in primetime against 20th-ranked Arizona. K-State is 14th-ranked, and this is actually going to come out tomorrow, so hopefully we all listen to this. K-State will be 3-0, try not to jinx it. But anyways, all things K-State sports. If you're new to the podcast, find the Pro Project Podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast. Okay, postcast, getting right into it. Not going to screw around. Not going to mess around with too much longer. Volleyball last night, picking up their first home win or their first home game match in Morgan Family Arena in 2024 over Lipscomb in four sets. History was made in particularly towards Izzy Zuljewski. Again, that's my, how you say your her last name, I don't know, but that's how I've been saying it all along. So again, like I've always said on this podcast, we're going to go to flow here, folks. History has made Izzy scoring her 1,000th assist last night. Kim Kong came in the fourth and final set of the night for K-State to clinch that win over Lipscomb in four sets. There's K-State gets win number two of the 2024 campaign there. Zuljewski got her 43rd assist of the night, which credited to be her 1,000th already in K-State history. That is crazy that Izzy has only been at K-State a season and some change. She already at about 1,000. That is crazy. That's crazy good for her. So congratulations goes out to her there. And it also helps that your team won. So that's awesome as well. That little cherry on top of that. Four sets over Lipscomb last night at Morgan Family Arena in Manhattan, Kansas. They ended up losing the first set. Woo! Upset in the first set there. I didn't look at this until late last night. I'm like, oh gosh. How bad is that? And of course, K-State's coming off of a couple of tough losses in the Creighton Classic, okay? They lose the first set 25-20, and then just haven't been a play. Lipscomb wasn't a pushover. This was very highly contested throughout. K-State needing a little extras in set two, 27-25. Then back-to-back wins by three, 25-22 in both set three. In set four there as well. 47 assists of the night for Izzy. 12 digs there in already third double-double of the year there as well. And this is actually, Izzy transferred last year to this program for Oregon State. And while at Oregon State, she recorded 2,476 assists there as well. And she already, look at this total, 3,000 after Lipscomb last night, right? And again, this is going to come out tomorrow morning. So because I'm going to be occupied for a special event tomorrow, running through tomorrow afternoon, kind of middle of the day. So I'm not going to, to take a time out from this. Yeah, Patriots Run Relay. I'll participate in a relay ultra tomorrow, timed event. In relations to 9/11, so I finally figured out why, but it's for a great cause there. So I'll be taking part in that for majority of the day. And a heads up, reaction to this game, K-State Arizona. It'll come out tomorrow night or on Sunday night, just to give you a heads up there as well. So it might not come out right away, but my reaction, wherever goes down for K-State against Arizona, hopefully be good things. We'll see tonight. So be out for the reaction. It'll come out no later than Sunday night. So we'll see how all that goes, because I'll be occupied tomorrow, and then we'll see. Sunday, definitely, for sure, I'll record it, because Sundays, from here on out, after tomorrow, hopefully, knock on wood, we'll finalize, tighten up for Chicago, for the Chicago Marathon. So this is the last run before Chicago. No more jumping in. Well, they needed some help here, so. But there's a, yeah, no more 5Ks, no more 10Ks. It's all about business and trying to tighten up, or at least do the best I can. Tighten up, finalize everything for Chicago. So that's kind of a little nugget there. Unnecessary plug, but I got to do it anyways. So the reaction, K-State, 14-ranked Arizona will come out later on this weekend. It will be either Saturday night or Sunday. No, later than Sunday. I hope I'm shooting for Sunday night. But if I'm on a roll, then we'll get it out Saturday. And then me and Alex will get back together and we will talk Tulane in Arizona over on the Podbean app. Podbean, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S, podcast on that. That is the name of the channel. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. I've been saying it all along and I'm going to continue to say it as well. So if you don't have the Podbean app, I'd advise you to do that. All right, back to a regular strikers programming here. Volleyball, K-State now 2-4 in a year. Aaliyah Carter, you might ask, added 17 kills on the night. But Meg Brown had a big game last night. The other transfer, there's a couple transfers again for K-State. 20 kills for Meg Brown last night. He played a huge contributor there as well. Let's see, Brown transfers from Pepperdine there as well. The Bison, the Wildcats held the Bison to under a buck hitting efficiency in this game there as well. Here, looking down the line here, Jason Mansfield, quote here, at following K-State's win over Lipscomb, it's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State 3, Lipscomb 1, Izzy making K-State history, recording her 1,000th assist already that fast, and we're not even a quarter into the season for women's volleyball last night, but K-State needing that win and getting it in their first home match at home. Quote, Jason Mansfield, quote, I mean, this is the first thing, is it's great to be at home. We've missed the crowd and the excitement which the arena provides for us, and to be on the road the last couple weeks was challenging, but we are really excited to get back home, so it felt good to be back here right from the beginning, and the girls that were returning were very, really excited, and the girls that played their first match here, like the one next to me, and he was referring to Meg Brown, were really excited. So I'm glad they've got a chance to experience it. And then, just like I told the girls, just a really gritty win. It wasn't perfect, but we really responded really well after the first set and made a lot of plays to win the next three sets. So really proud of them. And then, of course, we're going to go ahead and get Meg Brown in here on this list, which you got up here on the screen here. Meg Brown, quote, it was pretty surreal to have so many fans cheering us on, especially in the moments where we weren't doing super well and we were struggling. The fan support was what was necessary in those moments to look around and say, hey, this is bigger than us and we are here to compete and play well and play for y'all. So that was just a really cool experience overall there as well. So Meg Brown playing a huge factor in this game last night for the Wildcats there, as now they'll set, let's see here, look at some extra notes here. K-State now 3-1 all time against Lipscomb there, and under Jason Mansfield, the Wildcats, and we documented this last year on this podcast. Look, K-State at home, I'm telling you, K-State, Morgan Freeman has become one of the tougher home environments in the Big 12, hands down. For sure. So K-State, I'll end it with this here, this postcast, 10-4 after the win last night at home under Coach Mansfield. So, and they got North Carolina coming in here on Sunday afternoon. That is 12:30. And we'll have the postcast stuff afterwards after that. So already a busy, could be a busy Sunday. I might actually wait until Sunday to put the reaction out along with the postcast. So definitely. And in the core, I think soccer plays this weekend too. I'm not 100% sure. I know I did a weekend preview last week or yesterday. It came out there as well. But more importantly, K-State needing to gain some confidence, and they did that. Now you got another opponent coming in, an ACC opponent, North Carolina. I think North Carolina, record-wise, I just saw it. North Carolina, 4-1 going into this matchup. So K-State's going to have their hands full. But, again, you have the home court advantage. Again, they can use that. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens Sunday. But Izzy Swiecki making history. 1,000 assists for as a K-Stater. K-State gets a big win under Izzy and Meg Brown. Did last night, K-State 3, Lipscomb 1. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. Remember, podcasts are found free and available daily, or whenever we have a chance to record K-State podcast. Again, this will come out tomorrow while I'm out doing the Patriots run here in town. It'll take place in Overland Park, Kansas. So, again, it's kind of be like a work day pretty much because but I'll be running instead of putting up with people. But that's another podcast for another day. So, yeah, voicing my frustrations with that. But, hey, K-State winning, there ain't nothing frustrating about that. K-State volleyball take care of business last night. And now, welcome North Carolina on Sunday afternoon. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you on this Friday morning on game day Friday for K-State football here in KC, Missouri. We'll see what happens tonight. 14th-ranked K-State at the Bell, looking to do some home cooking of their own against Arizona. It's going to be a good game, and hopefully we can come out on top. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!